Starting the date, the Torah, Rabbi Yitzchok Yurim Duna.
Okay, good morning to everyone. It's not coming dinner. It's good to be here. I only moved to Manchester a year ago, so it's... although my mother was from Manchester, she was a Falk, but for me it's my first year back in Manchester. So it's good to be for my the roots, as my grandfather was here, yeah. Mr. Falk, and well, I've done this here in Manchester, but for me it's my first year living in Manchester, but it's good to be here. I lived in Israel for many years, I lived in Amsterdam for 15 years, and now just under a year here in Manchester. Welcome. Nice to be here. What?
Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here. So, I'm going to share with you an interesting question I had personally this week, and then we'll go to maybe a little bit Dvar HaGadol also, a little bit on the parasha. So on Friday, as we know, the weather was very, very, very hot, right? Burning hot. So the joke that they say when I was in Gateshead was that this year, the summer fell on a Tuesday. In Manchester, I think we had 2 days last year summer, so we had the double summer compared to Gateshead. We had two hot days. So it was so hot by me at home. I haven't got air conditioning. I hope those who have air conditioning enjoy the sitting at home. But I never had air conditioning, but I borrowed an air conditioned unit. So I was using the air conditioned unit, and it was just before Shabbos, and I realized that the air conditioned unit has a pipe out the back that drips water, that takes out, extracts the water from the heat from the room, and the air conditioner produces water drops. So if you have a built-in unit, what happens is the air conditioner goes out and you don't know what's going on, you plug it in, you switch it on, and that's it. But when you have a unit, you have to start being a little bit more mechanical, and you have to make sure the pipe is okay and the extract of the water is also okay. So the air conditioning unit that I had, a little pipe in the back, and in my bedroom, there's no way of getting this pipe out the window that had the water, because the window was higher up. The pipe I could get out, but the water pipe had to drip somewhere into a bucket into the room. So about half an hour before Shabbos, I called my father died in London. I said to him, Daddy, just tell me quickly, what did I do about this water that drips out of the air conditioning on Shabbos? As far as I remember, there's a problem of Noemet. And that water becomes mukzah because it was created on Shabbos. The water wasn't there for Shabbos, it was a noilet. That water got created on Shabbos. And if that water is created on Shabbos, it's mukzah. And then when my small bucket fills up, I'm going to be stuck. Oh, so I've been back and I also thought about that. But if you come to my room and check it out and you see the size of air conditioning, the option of the big bucket wasn't possible. Otherwise, I'm going to call my father. So he said to me, yeah, you have a problem. So he said, what happens if you don't put on your air conditioning for Shabbos? You won't have air conditioning. So I said to him, I think my bucket will fill up with water from the air conditioning if it's on. And if it's not on, it'll fill up with water from Schwitz. I'm just going to sweat it out. So it's going to be either noilet from sweat or noilet from... Anyway, so he said to me, it's talking about, yeah, I haven't got a hand for you on this one. So this was 7 minutes before Shabbos. Oh, we're going to get there. You jump on. Yeah, we're going to... Very good. We'll see soon. Toy yet or not. So I called up another Rav, and he said to me, Takabaya. So I said to him, anyway, I could just, when the bucket's full, just kick the bucket to the side, and I put a new bucket there. So it'll fill up with mukzah water. As soon as it's full, after 6 hours, 5 hours, however long it was, I'll kick that bucket to the side, and I'll bring in a new bucket. Let's look this up for a second, yeah? Also good Nakuda. Once maybe we can use your headset for the clip button, also one answers the other, maybe. So then we'll see more eighters, which we have to find the problems and find the eighters. That's what you have to do. Make problems and make solutions. So I suggested maybe I just kick the keli to the side and put a new keli there on Shabbos. Said, yeah, so it's on the first keli, yeah, you can kick it to the side. Okay. It happens to be that I put it on night mode and it went off in the middle of the night. So at the end of the day, I had another problem. But when I started thinking to myself was, on Shabbos morning, I had negel wasser next to my bed. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? Let me wash negel wasser. into my Neuleg water from the air conditioner. I'll take my Negevasser, wash Negevasser, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, into my air conditioned Neuleg water, which is Muxa. I anyway have to empty my Negevasser because I have a heter of Graf Shel Rei, which is dirty water. I'm sure you also have some horrors over here, we'll see you soon. I'll take my Graf Shel Rei, and together, I'll empty my Negevasser water, together with my air-conditioned water, which was muksa because of noilid. But now it got mixed together with my negavasa water, which I can anyway take out. And then I can put the next kelly there.
I can't work it. I have a leak. Why can't I put a kelly there?
Oh, just put a kelly there?
Yeah. I've got a radiator leak. I'm sure I've put a kelly there.
So it's a similar question. There it could be me. I'm want to... If I have a leak, like your a radiator, a fridge is leaking. So that, I'm not sure if that's going to be, is that going to be a Neudentrach, or is that going to be Sabbath, to save my Masaf Masik? Then I can put a keli there. So I have, here, that is a slightly different ways. They are putting a keli there just to catch the water. Here, my problem is to have a Muxa water. I have a Neudentrach channel, a Muxa channel. And I want to move away. My question was moving away that Muxa. Here, you're saying, put that, stop Hezek.
Moving away, kick away the
bucket,
put a new bucket.
Same reason.
Just said
Sean, let me focus on my shadow. I'm not sure if I'll your shadow also. So, after speaking to a few rabbonim here in town, I saw that the sugya is a very interesting sugya, and basically it starts with the Gemara in Beitza Daftar Adamo Beis. Let's go through the Gemara in Beitza Daftar Adamo Beis, see how the Rishonim understand that Gemara, and see if it can come out with a practical halacha. As a disclaimer, halacha l'maaseh will ask you wrong, but as an interesting pupil, we'll see what the Gemara says. The Gemara's got an interesting question, or interesting discussion, on in Beitza Daftar Adamo Beis. The Gemara says as follows, Omar Rav Masna, Eitzim shenoshru min hadekel. Says Rav Masna, you have Eitzim, you have wood, shenoshru min hadekel. They fell down from a tree. So those pieces of wood are muksa. When Shabbos came in, you couldn't use those pieces of wood because they were connected to the tree. And now they fell down on, here's actually talking about Yom Tov, and now these pieces of wood fell into a tunnel. Direct from a tree, you have to think of the imagination itself, there's a tunnel and there's a tree next to the tunnel, a piece of wood fell, and now I want to use those pieces of wood as fire for my tunnel on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, very interesting Gemara. Says the Gemara, Eitzim Shnoshu Menadek, wood fell off on Yom Tov. Directly into my tunnel. Hey, I have a problem. These pieces are for the Muksa. Says the Gemara, I have an Eitzim for you. Says the Gemara, Marbe Aleihem Eitzim Muchonim. Get other pieces of wood which were already Muchon before Yom Tov. That means I have pieces of wood which were not Muksa. Before Yom Tov, I prepared them. I want to use these pieces of wood for my tunnel. So they're not muksa. But this piece of wood that fell down from the tree is muksa. Says the Gemara, take other pieces of wood from my side, which are not muksa, put it together, mix them up. Now you're good to go. Says the Gemara. V'ha koma hapech be'isura. You can't have any touch it. Well, she's going to answer the question. How can I move around that piece of wood that fell down from the tree? Yes, I brought more pieces of wood, but that piece of wood is muksa. How can I touch it? How can I use it? I'm not talking about muksa, touching it. How can I touch that piece of wood to move around to use it on Yom Tov? Says the Gemara. Here comes the interesting insight. Kiven deruba deheteraninu. Since I brought majority of kosher wood, which was muchen from before Yom Tov, I brought extra wood which was kosher, which was muchen, and I put it together with that piece of wood that fell down. So I have roiv kosher wood and miut muksa wood. Kiven deruba deheteraninu, ki koma hapach, beheterakoma hapach. Yes, I have a piece of wood which is mukzah, but since I have my bottle of arrive. Very good, very good. Frag the Gemara.
Oh, sorry.
No, very good. What better question can you ask than the Gemara's question? Frag the Gemara. How could you bring these pieces of wood and mix it with that piece of mukzah? V'hokum avatel isin lechatchila. When you take those pieces of wood, which were mukhan before Yom Tov, which are not mukzah, and now I mix it with the mukzah, the one which fell down from the tree, your mavakl is a lechatchila. Then you're taking something which is osa, and you're trying to get rid of the issa by bringing heter. And we know, Rashi explains, it brings down the Mishnah in Terumah's Perikei, and the Mishnah says, if you have one saw of Terumah, and the halacha is Terumah is only mutter lekoyin is osa lezor, a zor is not allowed to eat Terumah. And now this Terumah fell into 99 times saw chulin, the halacha is osa. Saw is only Truma's only bottled bird, male. What happens if I have now one more saw that I need to fall in order to make everything mutter? Says the Mishnah, if it fell in by mistake, then it's bottled, because Truma's bottled a male. What happens if I take one more saw and I drop it in the mezid? That's mevatel isel lechatchila. But listen, chatchila is awesome. The whole thing is awesome. So numbers that have the same, I have 100 times chulin keneged truma. So yeah, there's a nafka minna whether it was b'mezid or b'shoigig. The b'shoigig is mutter, b'mezid is also. So frayni gemara, the kasha, exactly your kasha. How can I take 2 pieces of wood or 10 pieces of wood, which were mukhan before Yom Tov, and put it into my tanur, mix it out together with that piece of wood, which fell down from the tree? Mevatel isel lechatchila. Comes the gemara, unbelievable answer. Says the Gemara, and Afkemina, the Raisa or the Rabbanon? Says the Gemara, Hani Mili Bidoi Raisa. When do we say a Rabbatan Isla Khathila? When is this the Raisa? Truma, for a Koyan, for a Zor to eat Truma, is this the Raisa? By Isla the Rabbanon, Muksa. There is no Issa to be Rabbatan Issa. Says the Gemara, Lechathila, I could take more pieces of wood, mix it up with the muksa which fell down, and then I'm allowed to have, I know I'm allowed to use this because there's a bittel. Once it's a bittel, the whole thing is mutter, and there's no problem. Let's put a pause on here for 1 second. Just to bring in the machlokes rishonim and how to understand this line of Gemara. What does it mean by the raisa there's issa and by the rabbonon there's no issa? I'll say very short. There's a machlokes between, I think it's the Tosfos on the page and the Rambam, whether when the Gemara says there's no issa by the Raisa, no issa by the Rabbanon, only by the Raisa, whether it means the whole zach is the Rabbanon to go in muksa, the whole issa muksa is a new issa the Rabbanon. So by the Rabbanon, there's no issa of imavat and issa lechatchila. I can take more pieces of wood and mix it together. What about a bosa b'cholav question, which is a derabonon? Kegoin. Bosa b'oif. Oif is only derabonon. So bosa b'cholav, which is not bosa mamish, which is oif, is only derabonon. So in that case, do we also say the same heta? It's like muksa, because it's also only derabonon. So here's an interesting discussion, whether when the Gemara says by a derabonon, there's no issa. Does it mean something which is a complete derabonon, like muksa? Or does it mean every derabonon? For example, a case of oif. Okay, you can look in the Rambam when you have time. And you have Tosfos on the page, and it looks like Rashi also learns that the issa, when the Gemara says the raisa derabonon, it means when there's an issa deraisa, could go in so'ah by truma, there's an issa mevatel mashikim. When we have a derabonon, could go in muksa. Everyone holds by muksa, zikha going to be a heta of mevatel isel lechatchila. That there's no problem to mevatel isel lechatchila. So if I stop over here, and I go back to my question of my air conditioning on Friday, and I got this noilet muksa dripping out, and my question was, the water that comes into the bucket, which is going to be noilet, and now I have a problem, my bucket is full, can I move it, or can I mix it with other water? So if I'll say over here, I'll stop over here, I take more water, mevatel the issa of the noilet, which is the muksa of the rabbanon, mix up heter ber issa, And then I can take out the whole bowl. I have to make sure that my bowl isn't full enough. I can still do a bit of Issah. Okay. But the Gemara doesn't stop over here. The Gemara's got another question. And this is where it gets even a bit more tricky. The Gemara's got another question. Ask the Gemara. There's a man Doma who holds Rav Ashi, who says, by a Dovosh Yesh Lematirin, there's no little. So what's the problem over here? You have a Dovosh Yesh Lematirin. What's Dovosh Yesh Lematirin? Since this muksa can become mutter tomorrow, so there's no bittul by something which has a dovash yeshle matirin. Dovash yeshle matirin, there's no bittul. For the Gemara, Ulur of Ashi says the Gemara that says, Ulur of Ashi, the Omar called dovash yeshle matirin, I feel a bit of a bottle. Rav Ashi holds something which is dovash yeshle matirin, there's no bittul. The Gemara's got a very interesting answer. The Gemara says, I'll say it very short. Says the Gemara, yeah, according to Rav Ashi, who says no bittul, but over here, since the hanor that you're having from the fire is not at the time of the bittul, there's no problem. That means that the hanor in the case of the Mishnah by the tanur is after it's ready burnt. Since it's ready after burnt, there's no problem with bittul. Okay, the Gemara's answer is a little bit complicated, I don't fully understand, but it's not really the idea of our shayla. Let's go back to our question. We had a question, I have an air conditioning unit, and I want to be battle in my. I have. Noilid, on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. What should I do with it? So if you, let's go to Halacha L'Maisa. What?
Help putting water first.
Oh. So we have now a few eights. Let's try, I'm going to give it half an hour. So let's try to put the eights and try to go. So we have a few eights. We have a few problems and a few eights. Like we say, we have to make problems, understand the problems, and try to find the eights out of the problem. So now, everyone holds that this water that comes out of the air conditioning on Shabbos is noilid. There's no question over there. Why is it noilid? It's something which wasn't there when Shabbos came in. It was created on Shabbos. Something which created on Shabbos is vaday noilid. That means vaday muksa min rabbon. Now, someone wanted to tell that if I put water in my bowl, let's go to that case a second. I fill out my bowl with some water before. I put my bowl with kosher water. Let's go to kosher water. And I put it next to my air conditioning. And I let that drip in, straight into my thing. Now, someone wanted to tell me that it didn't even become noilet. I avoided it being a noilet. Not because it was a noilet and it became bottle. That it never became a noilet. Perhaps. But, here's a question in Hilcha Shabbos, whether noilet is going to be muksa means as soon as it comes out of the back of the air conditioning, before it goes to my bowl, that's already muksa because it's already on its own. As it comes down the pipe, I already have a muksa. So the pashas looks like from the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosoy that even before it comes into the bowl and becomes an oilet, at that point you want to say it's bottle, the pashas already an oilet before. So I have a muksa zach coming, and I'm trying to avoid this muksa becoming a problem. So this muksa is coming down my pipe, and now I want it to fall into my bowl.
The bowl constantly being made.
This is all Hilchos Shabbos, all Hilchos Muksa, which I can't say ad hasof. But let's go into a practical, a very interesting nekuda over here. The Gemara said in this case over here. Let's go 1 second to Dovash Yeshle Matirin. The Gemara says Dovash Yeshle Matirin. Afilu Bel Rav Ashi holds Dovash Yeshle Matirin is no bittle. How do we understand a dovash yesh le matirin? This means that the pashas, this muksa, on Sunday is going to be okay. There's nothing wrong with this water on Sunday. The problem is today, but tomorrow is not a problem. On Shabbos is a problem. What's the reason why a dovash yesh le matirin is osa? So the machlokes rishonim between Rashi. Very good. Rashi on Daf Gimel Amud Beis in Beitza says, why is dovash yesh le matirin also a problem, because if you can eat the same thing tomorrow beheta, why eat it today beisa? So if I learn Rashi's Peshat and Dovash Yesh Lematirin, therefore I have a problem over here with Bittl, because Dovash Yesh Lematirin, I can't make a Bittl. If I finish off the sugya, that Rav Ashi says in that case by Tanur it's okay, but if I haven't got the heta of Tanur, then I have a problem with Dovash Yesh Lematirin. This water can be mutter tomorrow, so on Sunday this water is going to be mutter, so there's no heta of Bittle in this case, because Dovash Yesh Lematirin. If I learn Peshat and Dovah Sheyesh Lehem Atirin, like Rashi on the even on the base, that Dovah Sheyesh Lehem Atirin means instead of eating it today be'isa, wait till tomorrow and eat it be'heta. So why does it come on to Bittl? Wait till tomorrow. So someone is talking to me, Amar Kizach. Amar Kichidush. In my case, on my air conditioning, I haven't got Achirichlen be'isichlen be'heta. Because I want to use my air conditioning today. So what does it mean? Don't use it today, use it tomorrow. If I don't do the Bittl of this water, I won't be able to use my air conditioning. So the problem of Dovah Sheyesh Lehem Atirin that tells you don't do Bittl today because you can wait till tomorrow, but in my case, if I wait till tomorrow, I won't be able to use my air conditioning in my air conditioning situation. So maybe, I'm not telling you halacha l'maaseh, but this Rav wanted to tell you that maybe the problem of Dovah Sheyesh Lehem Atirin, and therefore I can't do a Bittl because the mukhs is not mukhs tomorrow, will tell me over here, I'm not asking another maaser, but will tell me over here, don't wait till tomorrow, because if I wait till tomorrow, I can't use the air conditioning.
It's the water that's no.
I know, maaser.
That's quite a
of course, Amos Menus for a Hiddush. That's a Hiddush. In my case over here, if I say, don't do a Bittl because I wait till tomorrow, I have a question over here. I have air conditioning and this water over here. Now, this water, if I can't use battery, I can't use air conditioning. Now, what's the reason why I can't rebuttal it? Because it's a Dovah Sheyesh Lehem Atirin. So wait till tomorrow. But if I wait till tomorrow, then I won't be able to use my conditioning. That's a Kiddush, because I'm jumping the stage. I'm asking, I'm not saying, I'm just I'm an error as that. There's another Peshat, Dovah Sheyesh Lehem Atirin.
I could come a bottle.
So maybe, but it could be, oh. So, come a couple of bottles, what someone else also mentioned. That means the first drop goes in, put in water, and as it falls in, it comes in together. So that's a question. Whether it's Dovah Sheyesh Lehem Atirin, some say that there's a problem because it's a mimber minoy. Means the same thing. So it could be the question is over here, whether it's water in water, whether it's the same thing, mimber minoy in a bottle. So here's the question. Whether a water which is muksa, which is a water which is heter, do you say come a bottle? Is it mimber minoy or is it not mimber minoy? What?
Paul Grape, you said.
Yeah, so Aitzes we have to try to find. Another Nikud, I'll read it out quickly to Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa. He says, right, he talks about Mishashayla. Mayim Shenotim Minazgan, water which drips down from Mazgan. Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa. He says, Harehi Muksa Vasur Metiltu. It's Muksa and it's also to move around. Now, he mentions the Nikud that he said before. Also, losim b'shavus ubiyomtiv kli tachas mokim moitzom hamei hamazgam kidei shiyip l'toyches. Also, on Shabbos and yomtiv, to take a kli and put it there to catch the water. Why? Because you mevatel kli mehecholoi. If I have a keli which I can use for whatever I want, and now I've used it to catch muksa, I'm making this keli on Shabbos not usable. You mevatel kli mehecholoi. It's a problem on Shabbos and yomtiv to be mevatel kli mehecholoi. I can't take a kli and make it not usable. So if I make a kli which is usable and now make it unusable on Shabbos, it's a problem. Therefore, what's the eitzah? We always have to find the eitzahs. What's the eitzah? Mutar lehaniach kli tachas hamayim alitzim ubetnai. Make sure before you put it down, put dovah hamutar betiltu kudei yishlois kalkulu. Put a fork or knife inside that pot or inside that bucket. So make sure that when it's inside, you don't mevatel kli meicholei. Now the question is, after it's gone inside, whether I can tiltu betzad, I'm not sure afterwards. We're not mevatel kli. Because that kli is used for both. I'm using it for a fork and also for a to wrap up this nekuda. I wanted to finish off with something else. There's an interesting question which is on the same shayla is Shulchan Aruch brings down on the same nekuda. What happens if you have moisa hashemen from your psila from halakha? You have leftover oil from your menorah. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tofresh Ayin Zayin. Hanoise bayom hashmini min hashemen. Someone has leftover oil from his Chanukah lights. So what's the halacha with this? What do we do with this oil? Oise loy madura. You make a fire. V'sorofoy b'pnei atzmoy. And you should burn it. Why? B'pnei shehukse l'mitzvosei. It's mukse l'mitzvosei. Therefore make a fire and burn it. V'im nis'arev b'shemen acher. What happens if this oil is mixed now with other oil? Kosher oil, which was not muksa l'mitzvosei. ואין שישים לבת לוי. יש מי שאומר שאין לו היסף לבת לוי. Don't add more oil. Now you got mixed up with that oil. There's no shishim. It's not your bottle. Don't add more oil to be mevatlet. Pashas Masa from Shulchan Aruch, which is similar to Shaila. You got oil, which is huksel mitzvosei. And now this oil really I'm supposed to burn. And now we've got mixed up with other oil. I haven't yet got shishim. So here's our same question. I want to add on a bit more oil that all of a sudden I have loads of oil that I have to burn. So maybe I add a little bit more. I have shishim and I don't have to burn the whole thing. Asks the Shach in Yeridea, kosher. The Rechaim simetofish zayin. Sosam ha-machaba v'kosav. Moistah ha-shemen. V'ein bo shishim v'atloy. Yesh mishu'em ha-she'ein lo-hoisif. Why? Hari Chanukah asks the Shach. Hari Chanukah eino ela midrabonon. The whole Chanukah is also only a drabonon. Zicha as much as Muksa. Also a drabonon. The whole Chanukah is drabonon. So if Chanukah is only a drabonon, why should there not be a heter like we saw from the Gemara and Beitza to mevatle it? So I have leftover Chanukah. We've got mixed up. Yes, I have oil leftovers. I should burn it. But now that it got mixed up, I haven't got enough, so I want to put a bit more to make shishim. It's a drabonon. So why can't I be moisif a bit more shemen to rebuttal the same shemen in order that I don't have to now burn so much shemen? So he gives a heter, he says, maybe over there is because it's huksel le mitzvosoi is chomitfei. Something which is huksel le mitzvosoi. Something which is meant for mitzvah, even though it's a drabonon, but something which was a mitzvah drabonon, not a gzeir drabonon, not mashma, that's what he says. A huksel mitzvah is a chomet fei. Akapon, we see from his question that to mevatel a drabonon could be a mokum lahate. So, going back to our case of air conditioning, we have a question about the noida that comes out. So, there's a few eitzes. There's the eitzer, perhaps, to fill up with some water before, and depends how you learn Pshat in Dovah Sheish Lematirin. But if I learn like Rashi, that holds Dovah Sheish Lematirin, and I hold like this rod, that Dovah Sheish Lematirin, I have a heter to use the condition today, because otherwise I won't be able to use it today, and I put something in the keli before, and I kick it aside, I'm sure I could find with enough ways that I can make it in a way that you're not too hot, and you can use the air conditioning of Shabbos. To finish off, talking about Hilchos Shabbos, and this parsha is Parshas Pinchos, and Parshas Pinchos, we know that is the V'yom HaShabbos Sheichvosim in Eishon HaTimimim. So the interesting question, in Hilchos Shabbos is that when it talks about the korbanos, like we see in Parshas Pinchos, it brings out all the korbanos. Every Shabbos, when we have Kriyas HaTorah, we have Kriyas HaTorah of the parsha, but the Kriyas HaTorah from the Korbanos of Shabbos, of Yom HaShabbos, we never name on Shabbos. Oh, so, do you hear the question? The question is that we have Korbanos of Shabbos, Yom HaShabbos, Nechosim, but we never name every Shabbos. So now, I think it's about 5 or 6 or 7 answers. The first answer is that there's only 2 Pesukim. If there's only 2 Pesukim, we can't make Kriya for 2 Pesukim. On that, some ask, on Rosh Chodesh is 4 Pesukim, and we name 5 Aliyahs. Four aliyahs in Rosh Chodesh. So we go before. We add on before. So why can't we add on also by Shabbos? So some answer to that ha'ara and say, if the makor of the kriya has already got 3 pesukim, we can add on. But if b'yom HaShabbos, the makor is only 2 pesukim, we can't add on to something which only has a chiyuv of 2 pesukim. The chiyuv has to start. If it starts off with 2 pesukim, then it doesn't start. Rosh Chodesh starts off with Rosh Chodeshim as 5 or 6 pesukim. We need to add on aliyahs, so we make before.
You don't even have one
half Torah. Oh, so some say that the reason why we don't lean on Shabbos, V'yom HaShabbos, Nechavos HaMishon HaTonim, is a different answer. Because if we were to lean on V'yom HaShabbos, then the half Torah would be have to be connected to the Mafti. Or come out every Shabbos, you say Mafti. Well, what the half Torah would be, I don't know. I'll be half Torah of a Korbanos connected there. In order not to be mebatal after every single week. So therefore we don't do V'yom HaShabbos Sheich Vosim Tumim in order that. Okay, I wanted to be myself. Al Kaponim, there's an interesting, my grandfather, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Alevi, he's a friend of the Broch, had another interesting Peshat, I say very big kitzah, I want to finish in time. He says, Al Pidrush, Al Pisoid, Apilongos, whatever you want to call it. He says that perhaps the reason why we don't lean on Shabbos, the Korbanos Hayoyim, is because the Koyach of Shabbos within itself has whatever you need to do for it. You don't need to have to come onto Korea to say for the Kapara or for this. I'd rather be Korbanos. But Shabbos itself, the keeping the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosoy, has enough Koyach in it, whatever the Korbanos need to bring. Of course, as he brings down Rayas, that if a person keeps two Shabbos, then we are Nigalu, and Motzitza Korban Yisrael, I just want to bring the Korban. The shortened version is that the koyach of Shabbos itself has the same koyach. The keeping of Shabbos has come out the same koyach as bringing the korban. So for that alone, we'll be a Shabbos to korbanos of Shabbos because the shmir Shabbos kol chosay is enough. So by learning halacha of hilchas Shabbos, if we mazakit together to keep the koyach of Shabbos, we should zeichet to miyad nigalu. Shkoyach.
The Chumash here in the side room today.
12 minutes
now? 10 minutes? Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Only today.
Only
today.
Last week was here.
Everybody's running away. Thank you.